you, Jesus. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and look to Him. If you mean that from your heart tonight, it's impossible to ask that. And God will not respond. But that's His promise for this hour. I will restore, saith the Lord. This great hour of restoration. And the fourth message of life has come back. Four messengers of death ate down that tree, but four messengers of life restored back that tree. And under that fourth message, the life has come back again. Restore your church again, Lord. Elijah truly will come and restore things. The heavens must receive Jesus until the time of the restitution of all things. When He descends from heaven with a shout, when He opens up the seven seals, then we know we're in the hour of restoration. He's going to bring back one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Same condition that the Alpha Bride was in, where sin couldn't even stand among that church, where they had angelic visitations. That perfect love, they walked in one manner, one accord, all things in common. Had translations, supernatural visitations. Angelic beings appeared to them. Men who were filled with the Holy Ghost was a candidate for the supernatural, associated with the unseen world. It was not an intellectual church. It wasn't just an intellectual gathering. It was a Holy Ghost-filled church, God and His people. They wrote a book of Acts. They knew it was God in them. The same God that was in Jesus had come back in morphine, a many-membered body. That's the same thing that is happening this hour. What that ought to do to the church who believes that they are part of the Holy Ghost church. What that ought to do to a believer who believes that he's filled with the Holy Spirit. To know that they are walking the line of God's promise. Almighty God, we stand in your presence, confessing these things, Lord, as an expression of their faith in our hearts. That you have sent Elijah the prophet. You've called out the elected, Father, just as it was prophesied in your word, come out of my people. That great mighty angel whose glory lightened the earth, that angel who descended from heaven and cried with a loud voice, began to call the people out in this great exodus. And same as you brought them out to Judaism into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So, dear God, you've taken these people out from a spiritual condition to bring us into a spiritual condition. Hallelujah. Into an age as blind, wretched, naked, miserable, and don't know it. To a place, Lord, who can stand in your very own image, in your very own likeness, in order to be united with you. Knowing that in the last days, when the true bride nears your headstone, she will be in his own image. She will be the super race, the super church. She will be an invincible army. Oh God, we confess tonight you are the author and you are the finisher, and you have already begun this work in us, Father. Lord, as David said, our soul followed hard after thee. As Elijah, oh God, who followed Elisha, a time of the believer following Christ. Oh gracious God, Father, he said, as the Lord liveth, as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee nor forsake you. I want a double portion of the Spirit that is upon you. And so, dear God, that's the desire in our hearts tonight. Lord God, what we saw wave before us in the revealing of the Son of Man, we desire might be filled with all the fullness of that Spirit, Father. You said it shall be so in this hour. This earnest we have already received. But the full redemption of the body, Lord, that which is to come, dear God, to bring a change where this mortal will put on immortality. Give us faith and courage tonight. In the face of all obstacles, Lord, in the face of all hindrances, Lord, to walk in this reality, to walk with this revelation in our hearts, knowing, oh God, that the word has been opened up to us. When we look, we see it with eyes of faith. Lord God, a new and living way, a way that the Holy Spirit is leading us, Lord, an entrance that you are ministering to us into this everlasting kingdom. And we pray tonight, Lord God, that faith would be inspired in our hearts to keep on walking, Lord, to walk even as Joshua and Caleb walking in the line of the message spoken by an Exodus prophet. It brought them into such a condition until Joshua spoke and his son stood still. Hallelujah! Caleb claimed this mountain, he fought them three powers, and he possessed that mountain and dwelt upon it, and even had to give to his children, oh God. Father, so tonight, Lord God, believe that these things are just mere shadows and types, but we're speaking of a great reality in the last days. Hallelujah! And here we are in that Ephesians at the end of the age. No, when the seven seals was open, Lord, is to bring back another Ephesians. Almighty God, tonight, I pray, Father, that faith will be inspired, Lord, to rise up way above the humanistic realm, Lord, into a realm, Father, where we can walk with you and live with you in a world of perfect faith, where we can come into such a harmony, dear God. Father, will not be us, our human mind, trying to figure things out, but Lord, as priests that bound with the chains of the word, we can be led by the Holy Spirit, dear God, even like you led Moses, even like you led Joshua and Elijah. Lord God, to do things almost seemingly impossible, like Abraham, how he believed in hope against hope and didn't stagger through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving praise and glory unto you. So, dear God, you lead our souls in that same faith, Father, knowing that your promise that will be sown this hour. May you grant it, Lord. We come confessing that in your presence, knowing that you are the high priest who stands to intercede upon our confession of what, Lord God, you have already said concerning us. And we are here, Lord, to say the same thing, Father. To cast on our own reason, our own imaginations, and to see what you said, Father. Even as impossible it might seem, knowing with God there is nothing impossible. May, dear God, I pray tonight that that perfect faith would come to our hearts and bring us to such a perfect realization. Father, these things are yea and amen. That you're the very God of the amen, the God of the unfailing promise, the God of finality. Hallelujah! You have revealed yourself in this form and in this manner to the elect in these last days, because there's a power in that revelation, Lord, that they might overcome, to sit with you in your throne, to rule with you, dear God, to reign with you, Father. I pray, dear God, that we'll stand, we'll come to that eye shadow, that white raiment, that gold track in the fire. Oh God, these things, Lord, will not just be, Father, little things, but they'll be spiritual realities made alive and made real and made personalized in our hearts tonight. Anoint and inspire faith, might contend for these things, Lord, that we might get a grip upon it tonight, Father. A grip, Lord, we can take a hold of it and it will not be shaken loose. Oh God, until it comes from negative to positive and we have a true testimony that these things are ours. That we can show and display the evidence and the identification of it. May you grant it, Father. May you give us the faith, the title deed of the things hoped for. Oh, God, a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Grant it tonight, we pray. We ask it tonight, believing in the almighty and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Believing that you are able to perform that which you have spoken, Father, and knowing that you are faithful who promise. We thank you for it. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. God should bless you as you open the word tonight. Over in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 17. Welcome everyone in his house. Such a joy in his presence. Tremendous time last night. So the Holy Spirit has come down upon the world and lift our souls into such a place. Just tell us that believe the Holy Spirit just wants to give the believers what they believe. That God can prove his word by believers in this hour. People who are not ashamed of Jesus Christ, of his gospel. People will only confess what God says. Know that that's his program for this hour. Matthew 17. Okay,
17, and we'll finish the whole text very short here.
Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me, that the epileptic boy. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus privately and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. They were surprised that they couldn't cast it out, because they knew that in Matthew 10, he had given them power to cast it out. They had power, but they had unconscious unbelief with their power. So now he's making their unconscious unbelief conscious to them. He says, sure, you have power, but what you need faith to operate the power you have. He said, because of your unbelief. See, they didn't know why they couldn't cast him out. They, as far as they can say, we have power, we are commissioned. Why is the thing happening? You see, there was doubt in their heart. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith, see, they had power, but now if you have faith, they had a certain degree of faith too, and a certain kind of faith. But now he's talking about another kind of faith now. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind went not out except by prayer and fasting. Also, I would like to get to that. Luke 17. Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said, unto the Lord, increase our faith. Think of it. Faith works by love. Notice what they asked. They asked. He didn't tell them to have faith in him. He told them to forgive. But when he spoke to them of the kind of forgiveness, they recognized the need. It's all God and it's all faith. See? And then now he turns and says, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might also say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. So over here they're trying to cast a demon, over here someone forgiveness. Over here that power and that new faith. Over here they need love. See? But notice his whole objective in speaking to them was to bring them into faith. See? He wants to bring them into faith. So over here he's telling them, if you have this kind of faith, you'll be able to come in here. Nothing will be impossible to you. And over here he's telling now, if you have this type of faith, what do we do? But if you lack this love, how can this faith operate in you if you don't have love? See? If you can't forgive, if you know God has forgiven you, because remember, if God forgive you, then you ought to forgive one another. Remember, faith is based on forgiveness. Because if you are not forgiven, your sin is still there. If your sin is still there, that's the evidence of your guilt. Because you can't have faith seeing sin in your life. It's when you know the blood has cleansed that sin and you stand righteous without condemnation, then you have faith. Well, God's act of forgiveness removes the condemnation and brings you to a justified condition. So then you can have faith. Because you're not trying to work up faith now. Being justified and being given a new standing. You understand that?
Amen.
See, the whole problem is people are trying to get the faith and they don't even know if their sin is forgiven. They try to get faith and then they lack love. And what they're trying to produce, they think it not lays in the mind. It comes by a position that God puts you in. See? It's a matter of living. Jesus had passed by the tree. When he passed by the tree, he saw the tree had no fruit in it. He said, no man eat of thee hereafter forever. And in the morning, verse 20, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called him to remember and said to their master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. Or literally have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. What is that condition? Not just saying it, but shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he said. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So there's another place, he's speaking about the same thing now. You're not dealing with cast with a demon, and he's not dealing with this type of love, but he's telling them, no, if you believe in your heart, then you shall have. See, don't doubt, and he's showing them what comes up. Like I said, why couldn't you do this before you're on this? Over here, he showed them if you're able to forgive like that, God comes. Over here, he said, when you speak, you're doubting your mind. All the time he's trying to bring out their faith. Now, that faith he's talking about is his own faith. In the world that we live in, let us pray. Almighty God, speak to us tonight, take your word. Give us faith, Father, faith in my hand and by the word. There is so much mental concept, there is so much intellectual faith, there is much make-believe faith. I pray that you rub away these things from your people. You drive it so far within them, Lord. You bring them into that living substance, that reality, that's a possession. That, oh God, can only come by the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the word showing the person, Lord, their position that you have brought them into by what you did on our behalf on Calvary's tree. Make it real tonight. May, dear God, you reach my heart, bracket of faith, which will live. For we know we in the virgin you promise how we want to be in the condition to receive these things. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, never see. And they're speaking, walking in the steps of the same faith of our father Abraham. That's kind of foreign of those things. We cast off the one and the son, and they who are our faith, the children of promise. And all these messages that have been bringing the obedience to perfect faith and elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Just feeling my heart, the Holy Spirit wants to really give to believers to begin to confirm. I don't believe God is going to make us walk along like an ordinary person and all of a sudden, boom, jump into the manifestation and speak in the word. But I believe you will see that same faith.
trials in your heart, overcoming things in your life daily. And more it becomes greater in your life, because God will be proving to you you are working in harmony with the Word, and that brings these kinds of results. And every time a situation arises and you back up and you get scared, you look back in your life and you say, God, show me how to deal with that. God, show me how to deal with that. I know to approach God for this. I know what His Word says. I feel the Holy Spirit close. God has brought me to consecration. God is keeping me on this leadership. My heart desire just to live for Him and yield and surrender to Him. I've not an ambition, but to live for His glory. And that's why you have confidence, you can go forward in faith. But if you're not living, if you're living for the Lord today, and then tomorrow you backslide, the next day you're in the world, and the next day you're doubting the world, and then you have nothing to look back in your life that God is doing for you, and when something rises up, you forget what the Word says, and you don't realize God has been training the doctrine these years to this place. It's hard to believe God. But when you know God has saved you, these are the kind of works that come out of a saved life. When you know that God has knocked away all the fears and doubts about falling away from you. As what Paul was doing in the book of Ephesians. He was choking Christ, predestined unto the adoption of children. What was he doing? Knocking away the fear of falling away. They are chosen, they are predestinated. They are elect according to God's foreknowledge. Who he foreknew, he predestined. Who he predestined, he called. Who he called, he justified. Who he justified, he have already glorified. We are his workmanship, created on the good works. He's the author, he's the finish of our faith. He's leading us step by step, revealing his faith from faith unto faith. He has imputed a righteousness to us. That's why we don't stand in condemnation. If our heart didn't condemn us, he is greater than our heart. Hallelujah. If we sing, we have advocate with the Father. He has shown us how to walk in relationship with what he has done. We have faith in it. We exercise our faith in it. That's a great thing for believing this hour. And knowing that here we are at this time, and you know, we're talking about the promise and how Aaron and Jochebed, you know, they knew the time and the season. When they saw that baby born, something struck them in the heart. Little baby. They didn't see with no rod, they didn't see no hand turn to leprosy. They didn't see no rod turn to snake or nothing at all. See, there is no water turning to blood. They didn't see the little baby even speak. All he said, goo goo and dada. Yeah. He can't even say, let there be flies yet. But yet inside of him, little potential that one day till let there be flies. Hallelujah! Predestinated to come to a spot that one day God will say, I make you God. You believe that? You believe when God look over your crib, God will say, one day I'll say, you are a super race? Didn't God get Jerry mad at? When he said, I'm a child. He said, don't you never say that you are no child. Before you form in your mother's womb, I sanctify thee, I ordain thee to be a prophet. Now I've sent you among the nations. He touched him in his mouth. He anointed him. Prophetically placed him. He said, I'll make them wood. I'll make your wood fire. Yeah. Amen. I've set you over the nations. Look at God taking a son. Taking him back into the mind of God like where he took Job. Where were you? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shout for joy. With your natural mind, you can only look back to maybe 3-4 years and remember the first thing in your life. And look back there, down through this time, all you can see is a life of struggle. If you look after the flesh. But boy, let me tell you where you were. Hallelujah! Let me tell you, we're beyond that. Let me take you back into eternity and let you know my thoughts concerning you. Oh, my, that makes a difference for a believer, friends. The same way God came to Jerry, come back to Jerry, man. Same way he came to Peter and them. See? And he said, Father, I pray for these that you have given me. Amen. He turned around and tell him, and in the regeneration, in the new world, you all might be a fisherman, a tax collector, a farmer, a publican, but you'll be sitting on the thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah! Is that the Bible? Glory! They were with him. He does that to every son. Didn't the angel come and tell the prophet, I come to make you understand your strange lies? You think you're the son of Charles and another brother, man? That's like a bounce in your head and you can't go no further than that. I'll let you see who you are. Take him back in the Bible, amen. Show him his name in the book. Show him it is written of him to be here in the last days. Like somebody was telling me the other day, they went and talked to some denominational person. And the denominational person said, ah, show me Brother Brown in the Bible. So, oh my, I should be sitting here. Glory. John the Baptist said, I'm the voice who will cry in the wilderness. When they asked him who he was, he took them back in the Bible. He didn't show them J-O-H-N when the angel came from heaven. He said, Mary, he said, thou art a blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and show her name back in the prophecy, back in the book of Isaiah. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes, they say, you're born in fornication, you're a Samaritan. Look at me, your sister Joseph, Mary, and different ones here. But it's just the scripture to testify who I am. And then they think you have eternal life, but it testifies me. Amen. He took the Lord, the Psalms, and the prophets, and all things concerning himself. Glory. What was he doing? Showing them the name in the book. Amen. Did not J-E-S-U-S mark there? Did not J-O-H-N and M-E-R-Y? Glory! They caught a hold of a mystery! Because that word is not talking about nobody flesh. That word is talking about the seed on the inside. Hallelujah! Glory! Amen! The same way your name is inside of there. If you are part of this word, it's inside of you. It's a reality. Amen. Last few years, people knowing that you were known. I thought it actually would take away some of the amnesia from some of you. Amen. See? And then, coming back Sunday, I'm talking about walking in the steps of that same faith of our father Abraham. And then when you know Abraham is your father, your faith seed that did. He the father of all them that believe. They who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Amen. Paul said he's the father of us all. Them who are of the law and them who are of faith. And so we realize it, but it is a part of us. And when the Holy Ghost comes to you, he wake you up to that point. He wake you up to what God has made you. He wake you up to a realization, because that's the place where faith lays. Faith will not lay in the natural realm. And that's why today, you know, you see people, they want victory. They want to live overcome. They hear about this great Christian life. They read the Bible and they get pulled in when they see, you know, the kind of great exploits that people did in the Bible. How by faith Abraham went out and said, well, I wish you could. By faith, said Jesus. By faith, when he was tested, he offered up Isaac. By faith, Jacob lifted his staff and worshiped God when he was dying, blessing his sons. Amen. Blessing them positionally. Think of that faith, Ammon and Joshebed. When the son Moses born, they knew that's the promise right there. Nobody could go out of the heart. They didn't fear the wrath of the king. But if their life was threatened, they was in jeopardy. And they were going to try to die for something that was uncertain of. They were willing to die, but you know, this is deliverer. Glory! Because faith wasn't looking right here. Faith was looking back, way back to the promise God gave to Abraham. And faith looking forward to the people when they take out and take over the promised land. And they can recognize what was happening in the midst was the making of that promise. And they recognize that their lives, somehow in the economy of God, are tied into the prophecy. Can you recognize that your life is tied into that prophecy for the last days? No wonder Zechariah, when the Spirit struck him, when they were going to dedicate John. And Brother Gideon said, the Lord hath visited us. The Lord hath redeemed us. See? But he possessed the gate of our enemies. And he was just looking at John, a little baby. Yet he knew that was the forerunner, because it was according to the word of the angel. Hallelujah! Gabriel had come down and said, my word will be fulfilled in their season. Struck him down because he couldn't believe it. He didn't have enough faith to come up into the move of God when it was already taking place. Elect could be struck down. Elect who are afraid to move when God is moving.
glory.
They look at the promise show.
But buddy, you look like Mary who could accept the word.
Think of a church accept the harder thing than what Zechariah had to believe. Zechariah couldn't believe an old woman of a child. It happened to Babylon, Hannah, and all of them. Amen? But Mary, never a girl, a virgin, had a child. Never happened since creation. And she could say, "Be unto me, O Lord, according to thy word." It just shows when the word is moving, when the word is opening up, yeah, some people can catch something. Their faith pushes them into a place. And the other, they sit there and they look at the word and they try to figure it out in their mind. But the word is moving into a place. They are catching the word being fulfilled. No wonder when Jesus looked at them and he saw where their faith was. He said, "Oh, your little faith, why you doubt?" Then he knew he had to catch them where they were, and he knew where he had to bring them. And so he looked for every opportunity to teach them. It was like a farmer with a gooseneck hole weeding away creepers from them. You see, little bitterness, springs of bitterness. I can't forgive, holding a grudge. He against me. I'm talking to him. You gonna see? I can't pray him. I can't shake your hand. So he said, "You'll let that keep you from the third pole of spoken word." He said, "Give him a gooseneck, hole, Gabriel." But he said, "We get things away from the heaven." Glory. See, he wanted to lift the faith into a place. See them in unconscious unbelief, walking around, charge. Ooh, I feel drunk. I got all the power of God. I can't help myself. I feel like a buzz open. Yeah, but you have unconscious unbelief inside of you. Amen. Glory. They're trying to make the world work. Chuckle up. They can't start. You need a spark to ignite the octane in the tank. To get the combustion in the chamber. To get the car rolling down the highway. Yeah. You need backfires. Spots. You got a prayer going away. Lord God, Father, can't go nowhere. You need the inspiration of the Holy Ghost to raise you above that. Glory be to God in the highest. God wants to bring his church into faith in this hour. Perfect faith, friends. The manifestation of the sons of God in the little church up in the little country trying to get charged. This is the predestinated word growing, but a growing and coming to maturity. Because we're ordained to do that in this hour. And people are catching and recognizing that they came from the thoughts of God, God expressing flesh. The Holy Ghost got them. Amen. And tonight they are walking, journeying under the power of the Holy Spirit. God bring you to the promise. Now that come and put a foot in the man and get baptized. And I tell you, service nights of this nonsense. The Bible didn't say that. Glory be to God in the house. Oh my. Like Trinidad. Where the Holy Spirit is moving among the believers who've been taught, whose heart has been centered in the word. But they're pointed. The Baptists are trying to bind people's eyes, point them. But when God put the blindness of the word and the things of the world go straight to them, and you lift your eye to another horizon, and the Holy Spirit points you, and your faith zero to the promise. Amen! Hallelujah! And then they give you a white robe of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul, and your password, your new name. Amen! In the Lamb book alive. Hallelujah! Glory be to God in the highest. Then you're traveling in the Spirit. Then you're stuck with Ezekiel. Then you're stuck with John. Amen! Then you're stuck with Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. Because you have the same secret that they had. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. bring people into reality that don't even know they had it in reality. Amen. God raised up a church in this hour. And people are going to be sure they are part of the one being raised up. That he raised up in the talks, raised up in the desires, raised up in the vision, raised up in the purpose. Raise them up in the way they dress, the way they act, the way they speak. They've been raised up. Put up on higher ground. Can you say amen? Do you feel your part of that? Glory. That is working in you, amen. That is bringing the pastor's word in you. You don't have to be 25 years for that. You don't say, I wasn't doing it 20 years. No, sir, right now. Yeah. You have enough grace to listen and say in your heart, I believe, Lord, amen. But if God didn't care whether it's 15 right there, the Holy Ghost will come to you. Yeah. You have to believe that. Yeah. You know, sit up there and say, oh, life with the bigger brothers, maybe they understand. They don't understand nothing half of them. Yeah. Amen. You understand with your heart. You receive it with your heart, amen. These are the people who are gray here in their head. These are people who are hungry to shine their heart to see the reality of God in their life. Oh my! How about the time we get too reverent and we reverent all kind of nonsense. We get reverent to religious people full of unbelief. Get reverent to a lot of people who are talking and have no testimony. How about the time we look up to these things and that become a stumbling block? Amen. But real faith, it rises above that. Amen. And if Jesus Christ is the same, and if this message is the same, as he took them out of Judaism into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if the same revealing of the Son of Man to Gentiles, wouldn't he be talking with his elect? Wouldn't he be revealing to them, amen, the same kind of faith? Wouldn't he be training them in the supernatural, teaching them these things the same way he took them back to earth? But that was the Alpha Bride, and that's the way he ministered the entrance into it. Wouldn't he do it the same way? Then those things are not strange to believers. That is what anchors the faith of a believer. You got to say, my goodness, you mean to say God is so specific? You mean God is so minute? You mean God stays with the program so close? You mean God is really showing the word is inspired that written in the Bible? Look, he's following it step by step. My goodness, I'm just like Peter and them. We are walking right into it. Praise God. That is what strikes a believer heart. That is the way they read it. That is the way they understand it. That is why we needed a message from a prophet to take us out to the denominational confusion and bring us to see it in the way we ought to see it. That is why God took so much time to prove to us this was the revealing of the Son of Man again. Amen. This is the same thing like it was yesterday, so it is today. That is why over and over and over he would take the scriptures, he would prove it, God would vindicate it, that around the world people will come to know this is the way you relate to it. The same way John and Jesus came at a junction time when God is closing up the Old Testament, when he's opening up the New Testament, in a junction time in the first coming, in the same way in the second coming, when he came at the end of the New Testament to close it up and to open back the Jewish age. Amen. And building that time, he's calling on the church to take him to the rapture. And believers can grasp that. Believers know, praise God, we ain't just trying to make membership here. We ain't just have a denominational program and trying to have them buy the classes and leading. No, sir. This is dealing with the elected seed, predestinated to go into rapture. The Holy Ghost has come down to quicken and make alive these people, and the rapture is a revelation only for the Father's spiritual genes. This is the harvest time. He's gathering the wheat in the gather. Burning in the tears to be pulled with fire. Amen. That's what the message is to us.
That's why we believe these things with passion. That is why it's not just something to twiddle our thumbs over and wiggle our toes and kind of scratch our head about. But it's something to look in the face and say, God, is this your word? Conform to me. And then I surrender all to you, Lord. Bind, put your chain to me. Let me live for you because your time is running out. Lord God, let me fulfill the purpose you put me here for this hour. Let me be so zero to that. This faith that the Holy Spirit wants to move our soul into, he'll be wasting his time tonight. I think it was last night I was saying it. You know, you people who mind dogs and horses and these things, brother, when they're buying a horse or a dog, you try to get the papers in the dog, one on the back one, especially if they're buying it for certain purposes. I think we'll have to pay a great price for it. You better have some good history behind it. They watch the string and the dogs went up and said, this was a certain type of dog the brother used in the war. This kind of dog was in the skin with all the buttons and the mind feels and these things. This kind of dog, it is loyal, it's faithful, brother, in the, no matter how dark the night is, no matter how windy the day, no matter how storm and rain, if you rely upon this dog, this kind of strain, they know the stock that it comes from. But when you see kind of stock you come from, then you're part of, you come with the Abraham faith. You come with the stock of Joshua and Moses, man who can stand in the face of crisis, man like Job, amen, who can stand here. Glory to God, amen. When you see the kind of stock, when you see the strain of that life coming down, then you know. You think Jesus would have wasted all his time picking them to tell them, to try to get them to walk on water, try to get them to speak the storm, try to tell them these things, but they could speak the mountain if it didn't happen inside of them? If you know they wasn't going to go away in eternity to be part of that kingdom, they think you'd be telling them, because you left father and mother and husband and wife and all your lands and houses to follow me, in the next life, you'll start judging thrones. See, on thrones, judging the tribes of Israel and these things. You think you're wasting time to tell them that? You think you're just trying to impress them and kind of influence them to keep them following them because you wanted a following? But the same with a trainer, if you come and see you have maybe a horse like that, brother, a pedigree horse, brother who, you know, I mean, you can tell that horse, speak to him, say, okay, go boy, go on the next bend, by the field, under the tree, you're going to see something there, bring it for me, and that horse can take off and go and get and retrieve it and bring it back. Because the pedigree, because it's trained, see? Because you take the training to develop the quality inside it. And so, if a man comes and see you using that, you know, but you have that kind of tower bread and you use it for an usher. When Jesus got Peter, he said he used to catch fish on him. You would spend your life catching fish. You say, you know what you have in you? You have something in you that you are raised there. You are thinking you can walk with such confidence, people stand in the shadow and get healed. He said, man can't see that because they're looking at the status, look at your complexion, they're looking at the area you're from and the background, the kind of house you live in, and they get in trouble like that. He said, but I see in past the human spirit, I see something come inside of you. I know what lay inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When did he show you when he called you? Tell me what he see when he called you. Tell me what he like about you. He like your perfume? He like your handwriting? You like each other, huh? You see his own self inside of you. He's a part of himself inside of you. Glory. Hallelujah. Walking in the steps of the same faith of our Father Abraham. Walking in the steps of perfect faith. You walking in that steps, those steps tonight? The Bible says he's not in man to direct his own steps. It said the footsteps of the righteous follow the Lord. So Abraham didn't just casually walk into that field. He was led by God. He was dealt with by God. The same way God led Israel from Egypt to Canaan. And by the time they reached there, Joshua could stop the sun like Moses could call flies. You didn't think it had something with the journey and the steps they walk in that brought to that condition? Amen. Look at the prophet in the woodshed. Where he couldn't even pray. write a prayer and talk to the tree and say, Mr. God, I know you passed through these woods. I know God can read. But he tried to pray and he finally can't get no words. Even though he said, I tried to kneel down. You got to see a picture of time. Then he loves him. Then he said, man, your hands are shooting clapping. She reads it more simply. And leave me here on his side like an agony. Put a grace in your face. Finally realized something wrong. It's a tricky. I see for the right a letter for the time being. Same man God brought into the prison. One prayer, 25,000 was healed at one time. People 40, 50 miles outside the city was being healed while he stood there in the Durban racetrack. Glory! Man walked into a place where he said, I'm going to make this ridiculous. Spirits don't come on her, poison ivy. Let one come. Glory! See this, really. See if the one who led me, the guide that I was following, see if it's really he who guided me into this spot. If I'm really part of the righteous and my footsteps is ordered. He brought me to the brass altar. He didn't jump me past the labor. He brought me through the labor. He brought me to the table of shewbread. He took me to the golden candlestick. He brought me to the altar of incense. He took me past the veil and brought me for the ark. He brought me for the mercy seat, the place of propitiation. He walked me from a sinner standing there at the brass altar until he stood at the mercy seat with the voice and the blood speaking better than us. Walking in the steps. You think your life is just come along?
I tried so hard to make it.
You tried hard to make it? What are you trying to make? Feedback? It can't be salvation you're talking about. That name was put in the Lamb Book of Elijah. And God has tried hard to give it to you now. It's all around you. If you can only stand still for one moment, you can flood your soul with it. Moses in 5 minutes knew more about God than he learned for 40 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Then how come we know these things that we can't move into?
How come we know all these things that we can agree with all these things and that we just can't move into it?
Many of you are not watching your own spirit closely. When Satan cooled you off and you're just going along in the children of the team and your family unit and you feel you're unplugged and need to link back up with God and get replugged and you feel the current flowing again. Where you deserve when you start to do it because you get away from God. And so I walk into my, I stop on a way to you.
Lord, you bring one to me for you.
Then you realize there's a guiding influence. As many as are led by the Spirit.
Not as many jump ahead of the Spirit.
As many run ahead of the Spirit. As many are led by the Spirit. The Spirit wants to lead. He's leading certain steps. We are walking, Paul said, the steps of faith. Look how Jesus is walking in the steps of a mental concept into a faith that we see in this moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
My subject, can I walk in this subject without saying anything?
Can I go to Romans 4 for you
Sunday? Romans 4:11,
which I'm trying to bypass tonight because it
took me almost a whole service last night to come up to Romans 4. This faith that believed in hope against hope. This faith that was not very intense inside. Now last week was right here. He says, many people take faith for something it isn't. Then if we know what it is, we will need to give it something that it isn't. Do you know what seeing is? Sure, you see, right? You know what hearing is before you can hear?
talk with a deaf person who will never hear one day in their life. And this is somebody, you know,
sign language.
And they are trying to read that. And you know, why is that? They are trying to communicate with an issue. But this is what Kevin said, isn't that for me? I bought him. I never tried to hear one in my life. You have sent to your body and you have sent to your soul. You have sent to your spirit. You are trying to be. But the thing is, many people, unless they don't really get that quickening to bring them into another realm, they will sit there, hear what the new birth is, how it's been explained. And still not come to that place where they're in contact with these things. So to them, they're using memory of what they heard. They're using memory of what they read. And they're trying to make that work with human ability. But the God-given ability comes when the Holy Spirit quickens the soul. That energy to live, to rise up, to believe, is not coming from outside, it's going to be inside. Now let me dig down into a little bit of what I wanted to say tonight. David said in Psalm 139, he says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, medical science, you know, that one of the scriptures they quote, because surgeons who do operations, they open the human being and they see just the circulatory system, how the blood moves through the body. You know, somebody else, maybe the optician look at the eye and he realizes, you know, how it picks up light, how they see and focus and so on. He studied all the retina and all the different things in the eye, and that's a whole world for him. It's great. And they just deal with the body part, man. But David didn't just say, my body is fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are not just body, we are body, spirit, and soul. Amen. Then when Solomon goes next step further and says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so you see. Oh, well, then when science, who thought we were so fearfully and wonderfully made, they couldn't accept that at first. So they said, a man don't think with his heart, a man think with his mind. So the Bible make a mistake here. It's something wrong here. Only they get to find out that man on the inside, then there's a little compartment in the heart, but there's not even a blood cell. And when they found that, it stopped them. Because they believe now that maybe that's where the soul is. And really, the Bible says, as a man think in his heart, then a prophet comes in this dinner and says, begin to tell us about some people. He said, why do you think the Old Testament prophets could stand up while it was there? Like Jesus, even how he stood and told the woman, you have five husbands. And the one you're living right now is not yours. And he's seen a past, he's seen a present. See? And he's telling her now, he says, but I'll give you water to drink, and you'll never thirst again. You'll never have to go back to that thing again. And he's seen a future. And he's got the woman right there. And she realizes, how does this man know this? Then we come to find out. A prophet is made up a certain way. Like God told Jeremiah, I formed thee. I designed you, sir. I designed you, sir. Then some people, the prophet brings it up and says, whoever dream a dream? People put their hand. He says, yeah, it's true, some people don't even dream. So the man who don't dream, his subconscious is way back here. Man who dreams, his subconscious is here. And the prophet, he's always here. And he says, now that is why he lives in two worlds. That's why Elisha could stand there and see the angels all around and pray God open the boy's eye. Amen? Amen? That's why Jesus could tell Peter where the fish is and where to throw the net. He said, I do nothing to the Father first. Show me. It was a makeup, a design. Now, what am I getting at? Jesus is teaching them about this faith. He really meant it. You believe he did?
Yeah.
That you could say to this monkey, be moved? Theology tells us that that means monkey are troubles. That means big circumstances in your life. I guess it could be applied so too. But I think when he's telling them, he was speaking about faith, because God made man a God to begin with. When you're telling that, he himself had spoken to the tree and said, no man eat from it. And next day, Peter saw the tree dry up from the root. So he realized that word spoken to the tree took effect upon the life of the tree. And they saw the man spoke the storm before. They saw the man walk on water. And when he called him, walk on the water, come and walk too. Then Peter started to walk, but then he started to doubt. And he said, oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? Now, many times, because a prophet hadn't come yet, everybody stopped right there and called it a miracle walking on water. But the thing was, he wanted Peter to know, you can do this too. And there's a way to do this. And there's a way in trying to do this, you can't let certain things come into your heart. Because he said, why did you doubt? They said, why did you cast out the devil? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, that don't come in yet. It's not going to be impossible to you. You mean to say, so they're going to say, Lord, you mean to say, we can stand here, live in a place where that door, wherever this unbelief passes to get in here. If somebody guard, we got a guard to guard unbelief, to keep unbelief out, put a guard at that door, that only faith can be here uninterrupted, nothing impossible to us. Well, then, Lord, we want to learn that. Lord, we want to be taught these things. We don't have pants and shoes and job and house and motor car. We want this. For the mere fact that we will be powerful walking around the place, but we'll be more like you, Jesus. Our life will be more glorifying to you. When you speak, we'll be in a position to relate and fellowship and understand you, because it will be like with like. We'll have a nature like you. We'll act like you. We'll talk like you. So, gosh, Peter, you can keep that doubt out. You're doing good. Coming along nice. Why did you doubt? Why did that unbelief get in the air? From the time you get in the air, did you realize you find your foot get heavier? He said, what if you get your foot heavy? He said, what coming there? What past your defense mechanisms? Get inside the control tower and grab off all the power. And then you get double-minded and you get unstable. But Peter, you can only hold your atmosphere a little bit. In other words, here is Jehovah Eagle calling another eagle out of the nest. Come fly when mama is flying. Come for a flight, Pete. Don't you think sometimes in certain circumstances and crisis, he can do the same? Because remember, he didn't have to do that. But why did he do it? Did he have a reason? Did he have a purpose? Was he interested in raising him up to a higher level? Did he come to reproduce after his kind? Did he come to make more like himself? Was he trying to inject his life into them? to teach them, pregnant them with the word. Knowing the latter rain, the Holy Ghost is going to come to make that plant in the word live. Wasn't that why he was relating with them the way he was? You might say, so you mean to say, some of what I'm going through, God relating about that, and could be having me to go through that? Because he knows coming down the road, and he's dealing with me in a way that I can learn how to keep unbelief and this thing out of me, even in the midst of circumstances, that this faith will operate? You mean that's what you're trying to tell us tonight? Now what's happening? Peter's vision didn't get worse walking. I mean physical vision. When he stepped out the boat, he saw the size of the waves. He didn't say the waves get no bigger or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't no new thing coming to the eye. It was, the trouble was doubt. Doubt wasn't coming in the body. Doubt was getting the soul, because the soul is faith or doubt. So Jesus is telling, down your soul, Peter. You begin to lose your focus there. The outer man, coming here, praise God, look at Jesus here, look at the wave here, look at the brothers back in the boat here, look at me out here. But the inner man, who is walking in harmony in the same direction with the outer man, start to step back. Somehow, Satan shook the faith. Because we realize they didn't come into that real faith until the Holy Ghost came. Because the Holy Ghost brings that faith.
Amen.
Your first birth, give your 5 senses. The new birth don't come to the flesh, the new birth comes to the soul.
Amen.
It brings a sense into operation here. A faith sense, a super sense, a believing sense, a sense that could grip the word, a sense that could take a hold of God. It brings a consciousness, a realization that a man get a grip on God. That's what it brings. We don't put it here for your help of enticing spirits. He said, now all things don't be considered prayerfully first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. I am positive sure today, if men and women could only get into the position of where their soul, their thinking, their attitude will be perfect in the sight of God, that would be one of the most powerful churches ever existing. What? If they could get into the position of where their soul, their thinking, their attitude. Shouldn't that make you sit, check your position now?
Amen.
Check your soul? Check your thinking?
Amen.
Check your attitude?
Sure.
To get that perfect, you'll be one of the most powerful churches. Listen now. What just a few moments in the physical? He said, now we have many times, half a year, we got what we call a lie detector. Now get my talk around, bring this. I said, Jesus was telling them something about faith, perfect faith. And he was relating that to spiritual things within them. You need to be able to forgive. If that bothering you and you can't forgive and grudge is holding you and different things, something got a grip on you here that is detrimental to the faith being developed within you. Don't you like how people don't come into the supernatural? They have these good spirits in them. They can't get along with this one thing. This year they get trouble, this one here, this is positive, they get complex for this year. You know, we like having demon power.
Yes.
Yet they won't move into the rapture. Yet look at the promise. No wonder this guy ripe and seized initiative. We're kind of going to do that. Condemnation is going to all sit down the stomach and say, what are you trying to do? Look at what I say. You need it. See? I wouldn't get it. Now what is Jesus trying to tell him? Though that which is on the inside must be light. When God made a man in the beginning, God gave Adam dominion. When Jesus is going to speak to this mountain, speak to this tree, that is dominion Adam had. So they have to come back into that position to do those things again. And when God made Adam in the beginning, he made him in his image and likeness. I'm saying he was fearfully and wonderfully made. He was made to think with the heart. His subconscious was first. He was a spirit man. Then God put him into a body of flesh. This body of flesh is your first conscience. You sit and you see me. You hear me. You go home and you sleep, and you live inside a dream, and not a part of you, your subconscious, inside of here. You know what I'm saying? That is the part of you God wants to get a hold of. That is where faith comes from. Faith is not in the body. Seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting is in the body. And this body comes by sex. No, Adam's body didn't come by sex, it came by creation. Could you imagine how perfect that scene was? Could you imagine how perfect that smelling was? Could you imagine how perfect that hearing was? If you as a blind man come here and you have these sheets of paper and he begin to feel them, and somebody said, how you like that piece of iron? He said, it's iron. He said, no, like, hey, I told the iron, oh, you have a ball in your hand. He said, no ball. He said, you blind, how are you? He said, well, part of that plastic, let me see. He said, that plastic. By his sense of touch, he can tell the difference whether it's ball, plastic, or iron, or leather. Is that right?
Amen.
You can't make a million different. If you give him a cup of tea and it's hot, you think you can do that cold orange juice? You can't convince him that it's cold orange juice. Though the man has seen it, he can't smell it. If a man coming here and you smell a perfume or something, you can like curry? He's gonna send perfume, say, nah, that curry dog is smelling right. Say, with that curry dog perfume, I know it. that is smell like curry dog to me.
Hallelujah.
See? In other words, this body come by sex, it come by lust, come by the serpent seed.
Amen.
Come by the animal way to reproduce.
Amen.
Born in sin, shame and iniquity.
Yeah.
Come with sickness.
Amen.
Hereditary sickness, all kinds of different things. High bread it come.
Yeah.
And yet, from a sexual act, coming in this condition, nothing can shake you away from where your senses declare. You look at somebody with a white shirt, nobody can convince them it's a green shirt.
Amen.
Your eyes see it white and you say, that's white. Put my life on it.
Yeah.
Then how much more the soul by the new birth that comes from the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Which nothing else can bring a new birth, take quickening power to quicken that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That is divine, that is heavenly.
Amen.
What about when that sense starts to operate now? Wouldn't that be greater than the one that can buy sex?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know how some people say, I can't believe that because then you will be like, it has nothing to believe, don't hear it. Because one that the Holy Ghost touched the air. You don't want to live by this no more?
talk. Now that is what Abraham, see when he tells the Lord, he said, you choose. That's what Abraham had when he said, the lamb that I was going to worship had come back. He said, God will provide a lamb. That's what Abraham had. That's what the prophet said, the bear will come from there. The man's been like 4-inch high grass. Get next to yourself. Where a 9-foot bear going to come from? It'll be there. That is not a weak sense, friends. That's a super sense. A super sense. That was Jesus telling Peter. He said, you doubted me. He said, Peter, if you could come here, you realize all those things are only because when I made man, man was made to fear. When I made you in the beginning, when I made Adam and put him there, he wasn't made to doubt. Amen. Man wasn't made to tell a lie. Amen. That's why a lie detector is proof. A man is lying. The whole system is interrupted right away. Amen. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. Man was made and designed that he could only follow God. God was the man leader. God made Adam leader over all the animals, but God was the Adam leader. Making sense to you? You see some of you listening, but Joshua just sat there and made feel something in the body. They're kind of exciting. I said, son, stand still! No. Remember, that it will take half a second, but less than 2 seconds to say that. And then the other family will tell them, believe that thou don't laugh. That? First reason say, hey, I man, that here, shut your hand. Then you can't be talking to the planet. From the mind that is. It has to be the creator in you.
Hallelujah.
Speaking his own creation.
Amen.
You get it, somebody? Now we are supposed to believe in life. And we all want to believe in all the rapture. And the Bible says more to us than what God did. And when the word came to us, it tells us we receive a message to give us faith to be changed. If the change was just going to come by something come upon us, we didn't need no message. But we are told that when we come into the change, we're going to hear a message. A message will teach us certain things.
Yeah.
A message will bring us to a certain condition. But faith will come by the hearing the word.
Amen.
That faith will come into such a spot where that faith will change the very body.
Amen.
Revelation. Okay? So God didn't make man to lie. God didn't make man to doubt. So Jesus stood there, not doubting. And he had the two together. He said, he's telling you, you're speaking, but the way to get in trouble is a doubt in your heart after you say it. The inner man don't be in harmony with the outer man. The outer man talking brave, but the inner man hoping it really happened. Now the person will be trying to live so, they are acting as though faith comes from the outer man. It's not the outer man trying to get the inner man to cooperate with him, you know. It is the inner, you live from the subconscious. It's the inner man bringing the flesh subject to him because he has so much of power. The soul controls the spirit and the spirit controls the body. And it's fed from the innermost, the wheel in the middle of the wheel that's controlling the whole thing. But the man who don't understand now, he's trying to be the outer man. The flesh trying to get the spirit to move. The flesh don't have nothing to believe God to begin with, isn't it?
Amen.
The man who's trying to do that is not conscious. He's a spirit son of a spirit God in a flesh body.
Amen.
He thinks he's the body, that's the major, and the spirit in him is the minor. Adam was first a spirit man put into a flesh body, only to contact the physical world. He was made in the image and likeness of God with the faith of God. Now when the fall broke that, that's where the Holy Ghost comes to a man's soul for new birth. The soul is that subconscious. See, the soul is that subconscious. Listen. So in other words, Jesus is telling you. Like what he said. Only thing I can feel the anxiety inside your heart, hoping it will come to pass. That's what the problem is. Listen,
you're clueless.
You see, now we have many times for half a year, you've got what we call a lie detector. You can put it on your wrist, set it across your head. You can get in there and try your best to make a lie sound like the truth. It'll register negative every time. Because the human was not made to lie. Don't catch this. God made man in his image and gave him dominion. Remember what man lost was that image. When he lost that image, that you were shattered, the dominion went away. Remember when the Holy Ghost comes, it comes to restore that image back. And when the restoration of that image comes, the restoration of the dominion. And that image is that faith seed on the inside. What is the new up? The boss in the house. He's the boss in the house. You can put it on your wrist, set across your head. See? You could try your best to make the lies only true. If you want to make the lie. Lying is a deceitful, hard thing, evil thing. Look at you. Then where did lying come from? Satan perverted the world to Eve. And he got the lie to get into Eve. And Eve taking the lie to hear it, reason with it, opened the gate and took it to her soul. And when that happened, she was separated. When she came to Adam was still in union with God. Adam was on this side of the child was still and she was on that side. Think of it. Adam's gonna say, my goodness, is that what you do? But you see, it's only one rib. The fifth one on the left side. A man don't commit two of them. In the beginning was one man and one woman. In the beginning.
Amen. Yeah.
So Adam gonna say, you, hard luck. God will make more. God will give my next wife. No. Jesus has the next bride to get, friend. He has one bride. There's a mystery of redemption. Amen. This is the love of God going up now. This God who can't deny himself. This God who is not complete with his own bride now. Come from his glory of a living stone, my God and Savior King. But Adam, step over, going for Eve. Knowing he's going to throw the whole thing in chaos. But he couldn't deny himself. Showing that Christ is going to come, leave all his splendor and glory, come and become a foot wash flunky. And pay the price of redemption to bring man back. Aren't you glad tonight you love us so much? No wonder we ought to have faith tonight with that kind of love being revealed to us, friends. To see the cruelty of sin that put him on the cross to bring us back. Think of it. Then Adam now had to go now and step over and take part with the lie. He had to abandon the truth to God here. When Jesus came to them, Jews in St. John 8, he said, why can't you hear my understand my speech or hear my word? He said, because you have your father, the devil. He's the father, he's a liar from the beginning, and he's the father of it. In other words, the author of the lie. He told the first tale in heaven that pulled them from them stars down. Is that right? Yes. Not that he had a long tail, it's a tail he told. Amen. Then he came to the garden and he knew the same tale.
Amen.
Spoke the lie to. Well, man wasn't made to lie.
Amen.
The lie is what produced death. The truth is what produced life. That's why when a man, God made man, man was made a temple of God's rest. Man was made a dwelling place of life, dwelling place of the truth, the dwelling place of the word, himself. He was made a tabernacle in man. But Satan wanted the same privilege, but he couldn't create a man. So he tried now to pervert the truth, to separate man from the truth, to get into man. And when he get into man there, what man become? A liar. Believe that. What does the Bible say in the last days? They have not the love for the truth, and they'll give a strong delusion to do what? That's why he can say, thus shall the Lord, they have no faith. They don't have real faith. They have what they think is a faith. Denomination have no faith, friends. Faith is belief the word. Faith is agreeing all the word. Faith is based on the word. You see how deep this is?
That's right.
Isn't it a plaything? In the beginning, he was fearfully and wonderfully made. That God is going to live in your subconscious. God walk in your feet, speak into your lips, work with your mind, think with your mind, work with your hand, believe with your heart. God, God in morphe, God in human flesh, God in his people. Let us see God, Christ in his church. In that day, you know, I in you and you in me. No, you're not the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I will be a God, you shall be my people. I'll dwell in them and walk in them, saith the Almighty.
Rubbish, brother.
Then where does God live in a man? In that little space of science find? Then if God's in the air, then he's controlling you from the inside. Then that sense is greater than these senses.
Amen.
Then that sense could believe in hope against hope. That sense could be, when that sense hear about changing the body, that sense don't question that.
True.
When that sense hear you can't buy or sell and multiply the burning fish, that don't question that.
Amen.
But the thing is that resident in people, or does many people think that is there taking faith for something that it isn't? They believe. They say, I believe it. He said, I see who comes and say, I believe it. I have faith to move mountains, Abraham. He said, they barely have enough faith to come to the platform. He said, I stand there with them, they barely have enough faith to reach the platform. And they said, I have faith to move mountains. That is why they fall away in the time of testing. They have an intellectual faith.
Amen.
Not the faith of the Lord. He said most of people's faith is a mental concept. But when the Holy Ghost comes out, they bring a spiritual revelation and the gates of hell cannot prevail against.
Yeah.
So this perfect faith. It has to do that subconscious on the inside of a man, the soul. That super sense. Because man was made to tell a lie. He fell from the truth to the lie. Then the Holy Ghost come and reveal the word to him, give him new birth and bring him back to the truth. Now he lives by the truth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Man was made to live by the word.
Amen.
Death cannot come by living by the word. That came when man separated from the word, separated from the truth to believe the lie. That's when that came. That's why it interrupts the man. That's why the lie detector. Remember the lie detector ain't put the man's conscience away, you know? The lie detector is like a television. A television is a manufacturing picture, you know. It's only channeling what is already there. A lie detector is only registering, you know, of the subconscious to show that though the outer man trying to be sincere and nice and say believe and talking like it's the truth, this then on the inside, he's saying something different. That's why Jesus said, how come you being evil can bring out good things? He said, why you call me good? Is only one good God? That God? Is it a hypocrite? Why? They were trying to say something to flatter him, but in their heart, they knew they were different. They were pretending that. And they're trying to tell him, you're not real. Because you're real, the abundance of their heart, the mouth speaketh. But your mouth speaketh something that's not real in your heart. Something from your heart, you ain't believing it. You getting it? Oh, brother, I tell you, that ought to knock some unbelief away from us. Listen, he said, I'd rather have a drunkard with me than a lie. A lie? Your body wasn't made to lie. No matter how sinful you are, you're still a fallen son of God. Most sinful person in the city there is. God didn't intend for you to be sinful. He wanted you to be a son or daughter of His. You are made up in His own makeup. But sin has caused you to do that. No matter how much you try to impersonate and try to make a lie seem right, they got a scientific instrument that proves that's wrong. You can tell it all the innocence you want to, but it will still register negative. Get it now. He's using that to show to us. Science discovers something about man makeup, but they couldn't apply in the spiritual realm. This is the court cases. But he said, take it now into the spiritual realm. He says, so you say, I believe God is my healer. I accept divine healing. And then the first patient, you want to clap, you want to this, you want my doctor, you want me there. He says, no, they put a light check, then you can prove your lying to me. You can prove your lying. Here what I believe. Now watch. Because there's a subconscious known a human being. And that subconscious knows what's truth. And no matter what you are saying out here, that subconscious knows that it's a lie and the register of the subconscious. That lie detector. Therefore, if a man or a woman will ever get their thoughts and their testimony and their lives so wound up with God until the channel of the Holy Spirit perfectly one with God, what would take place? If a man or woman could ever get lined up, where would their freedom from their heart be faith from the innermost? Many people come to the altar to be prayed for. They have intellectual faith. They confess their sins. They join the church by intellectual faith. They believe it with their mind. They believe it because they heard it. They believe it because they know it's the best policy, but that's not what God looks at.
Amen.
He don't look at your intellectual faith. He looks on their heart. And when it comes from their heart, all things are possible then. A man thinketh in his heart. Now watch. See? When it comes from your heart, all things are possible then. Your confession meets up with your life. That's why God says, believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. The subconscious and the outer man, same thing. And they only confess what God have already said, they say the same thing. God will give you without the son, body dead, but make your father a nation. God make your father a nation. So say, God make your father a nation. They're coming out. He said, but if the man in the deck, he don't control the ship, the man in the engine room control the ship. If the man in the deck say, 3 knots to the right, the man in the engine room go 3 knots to the left. He said, you come out of the harbor. But if the man in the engine room made it 3 knots to the right, the man did 3 knots to the right. But they look at the chart and the course, how to come out of the harbor, and the 3 knots to the right, they're coming out. He said, when you see God's word say, by his stripes you're healed. The outer, the inner man said, by his stripes you're healed, the outer man said, by his stripes you're healed. You get that? Out the sickness is the healing. That way he's telling Peter up there. He's trying to tell him the reason that he said, you was careful with your power.
But those of conscience, you have unbelief.
He says you walk, you want to sit in the mountain without even by doubt in your heart.
See?
He said, what caused that now? He says, look, you got your attitude here. You can't forgive this.
Can't be honest, man.
You got the fruit of the Spirit. That's long suffering, patience, gentleness, kindness, honesty.
See? Now people are trying to manifest things many times without making sure they have the real thing that produces things.
Amen.
If I don't add to it, everything is in there already.
Amen.
But the steps of the faith, he's guiding through those steps to the cultivate. Well, he's a farmer. He's bringing it to its fruition. Remember the same seed? If it fall on rocks, it can't bring forth nothing. If it fall among thorns and thistles, it can't bring forth nothing. With the same seed? Is that right? If it fall by the wayside, it can't bring forth nothing. But if that seed fall on, prepare ground, good ground. It will bring forth a hundredfold.
Amen?
Same seed. Now let's go to the
He doesn't look at your intellectual faith. See, they come to the altar, they know the best policy, they jump check by intellectual faith. He looks in the heart. And when it comes to the heart, all things are possible, and your confession becomes your life. Your life speaks as loud as your confession does. And when your confession says one thing and your life says another, there's something wrong somewhere. That's because you've got an intellectual faith and not a faith in your heart. That shows outside here is a knowledge of God, but inside here is a demon doubting.
Okay,
Isaiah
53 says, my sons, I'm healed!
How did it
First Peter 5 says, by his stripes we were healed. Psalm 23 says, I'm not healed of any diseases.
But the inner man here says, I think it's working for me. I believe it, you know, but I think it's working for me. I know God knows, but I think it's working for me.
So conscience is not lying in front of the first conscience. Yeah, theory ends. You got to do it. You're double-minded. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. He's unstable in all things. But he said, Abraham, stand up not to unbelief. Get it? The stagger means to be at variance with yourself. Somehow Abraham, subconscious, and his first conscience, looking at the dead body, he never did the consideration. He knew it's not the body to produce the thing, it's God to perform the things. Real faith wouldn't depend on the flesh to produce something. Real faith says God is able to perform what God has spoken. It's impossible for God to lie. That's where faith will stand. Faith never leaves that person, the promise. Faith is tied to the promise. Not just the promise of who gave the promise. Faith is a sense of tax conference.
Outside you say yes, inside your conscience says no. That same scientific thing would prove that was right. Is that same lie detector on you? Would prove you lie.
Younger man says, I believe God is a healer.
But the inner man one day will even get healed. He said, put that detector to prove you lie. You are not registering off the body. You are the subconscious. The subconscious is that soul. Let me take one more, okay? I just want one. Here it is. Let me take one.
God means to do this, he speaks to his people. You believe that? You have no power. You can't stay on that power. God is in his word. Every word of God is seen. Jesus says the word is seen. And what they see is, it will produce just exactly what they see is. In the Bible, it's called Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Obana, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Manasseh. All those redemptive names, all that was promises
who Jehovah was. Every divine promise of God will come to pass if it falls in the right ground. Now I want you to exercise these things that I'm giving you. Don't just sit and say, that's what kind of wisdom I need. No, no. While you're here, say, Lord, fill my teeth. Lord, I plant it deep in my soul. Lord, let blow up all the things that can't hold when the crisis comes. And let this anger in. See? Then it's going to profit you. Because what? You're mixing with faith right here. Right here, you're mixing with faith. Here's what happens here. Many times people I notice in the media, watching those tapes as they come back to the line of discernment, people be sitting there looking like they're a million miles away. They don't think of something. They're even thinking about healing. But it's not their intellect here's working. It's their subconscious working. Your subconscious is your soul. Not long ago, to show you how perfect God word is, the Bible says, as a man can get in his heart. So you see, the old time individuals to say, now isn't that crazy? Why there's no mental faculties in my heart? It's a little pump that pumps blood. We can't think. He can't think in his heart. He thinks in his head. So the Bible is wrong according to that. Last year, about January, or last year, 2 years, I was in Chicago, and a great big headline in the papers that science found in the human heart of a compartment that doesn't even have a blood cell in it. It isn't in the animal, it's only in the human. They say it's the occupant of the soul. So then a man that does think of his heart, God is right. Now here, in here you say, now let me see. Yes, that says that, but I wonder if that was for me. I just don't know whether that was or not. That's reasoning. You can reason with this. You can reason with man. That's the reason preachers today that don't believe in divine healing. Salvation has never come down in their heart. It's only in their head. They went to a seminary where they had all the theology they ought to forget. It all and follow Christ. See, he saw ministers going 7 days. See, Church of Christ, all the Jehovah's Witness. Those are the reasons. But it's all in their head. Ain't it on the heart? Otherwise, they'll see what God wants is. See? Now, remember when he was lost that time in the woods? He tried to do what? I lost! The outer man was trying to tell the inner man he was lost. And what did he say? You can't do what? You can't bluff the subconscious. You know why? That's the man who controlled the thing. That's the soul. The outer man can't bluff that. Because that's the man who's in control! In other words, he was trying to lie to himself. How much people are trying to lie to themselves? God in mind that. God in mind that. My God, go understand that. And didn't they go wrong? They know that even desire want that. They know they're walking around and they want to take it. They know they're casting aside the world, a disregard for God. Instead of that, knowledge your weakness and ask God for strength. They try to make an excuse. They want to lie to them. They try to bluff that subconscious.